Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Tuesday night with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, ACC Media Days will be cranking up here next week as the SEC will wrap things up this week, and ACC will be front and center next week. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Let's talk to the new beat writer for Georgia Tech for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of his works. Chad Bishop is joining us. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Mr. Chad Bishop. Chad, appreciate the time. Welcome to Atlanta, and congratulations on the new gig as you take over a very historic program in Georgia Tech.
Well, thank you, my friend, and you are my first radio interview as the new Georgia Tech beat writer, so happy to break some ground on that front. But no, I'm really excited. I'm a Gwinnett County boy, a Snellville guy, grew up in Georgia, so kind of a homecoming for me, and to be able to write and work for the AJC is kind of a dream come true, and then to cover a program like Georgia Tech. I mean, the history there, the tradition, it's going to be a lot of fun being in ACC country.
And I believe that, am I right on this? I think you've covered Vanderbilt for the last like 3.5 years. You've been the beat guy for Vanderbilt University.
Yeah, really interesting role up there. I covered Vanderbilt for 247 Sports for about 10 months, and they had an opening on their staff. So I actually worked in the communications department of kind of a hybrid role between like an SID, but also an in-house beat writer. Like a lot of MLB teams have, like some colleges have. So it was really fun sort of being inside the program and being able to travel around the SEC and cover Vanderbilt, which, you know, in my mind is very similar to Georgia Tech and their history.
Yeah, and it's interesting because that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, obviously, you know, and I don't say this in a begrudging way or anything like that, but, you know, a couple of academic first types of schools. I mean, they have had success in athletics, and obviously Tech's had a lot of success over the years, but they are, you know, there are academic challenges, you know, when you're looking at recruiting and different things like that. So I would assume that you probably, and again, being from Gwinnett County, you probably have some familiarity with what this program has to offer and what some of the challenges are.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, it is, you know, pretty wild to think that I was at Vanderbilt and got this opportunity to cover Georgia Tech. But because, yeah, again, you're talking about academic institutions who are, you know, held in the highest esteem when it comes to academics. And a lot of the times the fan base, you know, may roll their eyes or get frustrated thinking that the school, the university, isn't putting enough time and resources and money into the athletics program. So, I saw that firsthand at Vanderbilt. They had to sort of fight that narrative day in and day out. I mean, they still fight it today. But they're making a lot of improvements, and I think the same can be said about Georgia Tech, right? You know, they have to fight that narrative day in and day out, but I think they've shown a commitment to make some changes to their football facility and their football program and have a new athletic director and some new coaches, you know, and to try to change the fortunes of recent years. So, yeah, it's a very, very similar situation between both schools. We'll see how each, you know, which path they go down here as the future is upon us.
Chad Bishop, the new Georgia Tech beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. So as Brent Key is going into his first year, what's kind of the vibe that you get of this program when you're kind of covering things and talking to coaches and players and different things? What's kind of the atmosphere and the vibe and the tenor that you're getting from this program right now? Oh, did we lose Chad? Uh-oh. See, again, first time jitters on all of that. So, again, we'll effort to get Chip back up here in just a minute. We will talk to our buddy Chris Goforth coming up at 9 o'clock. Chad, I was asking, as Brent Key goes into his first year here, what's kind of, as you talk to coaches, players, this, that, and the other, what's kind of the vibe and the tenor that you're getting from the Georgia Tech football program? What's kind of the overall feeling about this team going into this season?
I'd say cautious optimism. You know, I've covered first-year coaches, you know, time and time again, and they're all different. They all come into different situations. You know, some are taking over, you know, bowl champs or conference championships. Some are, you know, starting from maybe below ground zero. And I think with Brent Key having been there last year and going through eight games and then, you know, getting the job in late November full time, I think there was kind of a, you know, a sigh of relief, right? All right, Brent Key's the guy now. Let's continue what we're doing. Let's continue building from the 2022 season. So, you know, this is going to be, you know, technically year one on paper, right? But I don't really see it that way. I see it more of like a year 1.5, right? Like he's got some guys back. He had some success last year. He's been in the building for a long time. He played football there, so he can relate to the guys a lot better than maybe some other head coaches. So I think there's some cautious optimism that this isn't, you know, your first-year head coach situation, and if they go 3-9, everybody's going to kind of give them a pass. I think, you know, the bowl game is kind of an expectation for this team to sort of take that next step and sort of rise up the conference standings.
Yeah, and Chad, I'm glad you mentioned that because it does feel like that there has been this lull over the program, and obviously there's not been a lot of success on the football field itself, and they did get themselves to 5-7, but to your point, I think that there has to start becoming some expectation that, again, not winning the Coastal per se or winning the ACC just yet, but certainly getting themselves to a bowl game, getting themselves to at least 500, I think doesn't that have to be kind of the minimum expectation about given, you know, where this program is and just at least taking that first step forward?
I think so. I mean, you know, why else are you fielding a football team, right? Like, why else are you doing it? I mean, if you want to, you know, be one of the cream of the crop of the ACC and compete with the Clemsons and the Florida States, well, you know, it's time to start going out there and doing that with a new athletic director and a new coach. So, yeah, year one, right? Let's all think, okay, you know, bowl game is a good expectation, maybe a 6-6, 7-5. But, you know, as this moves forward here, we got to see some progress, and we got to see this football program get to that next level and that next tier. To me, there's not a lot of excuses for my book. I always joke about what I call the excuse train. Like, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear anybody making excuses when you see what Northwestern has done in the past and what Stanford has done in the past. I mean, look what Wake Forest has done in the ACC. So, you know, there should be no excuses, you know, ever really for any program. You should be able to figure it out no matter what your limitations are. We're going to say, okay, year one, let's see if they can get to a bowl game. But after that, there's going to have to be some upward mobility and some upward trajectory.
You know, when you look at that side of the division in, you know, now, again, with the ACC going into non-divisional format now. So, again, where do you think that places Tech in the overall scheme of things? Do you think that makes it harder for them in the ACC, or was it better for them to be in a division? I mean, where do you kind of see them in the pecking order of the way the ACC kind of checks out now?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if it makes much of a difference when you talk about divisions. If you want to break it down into tiers, right, maybe they start 2023 in that tier three level, right, fighting for that 6-6, that bowl spot. You know, they're probably not on paper going to fight for that ACC championship unless they just really surprise us all. Can they get to 8-9 wins? You know, probably not. So you kind of put them down there in that middle of the pack and see if they can sort of, steal a win or two and sneak up to that second tier going into this year, obviously. Now we need to see what happens moving forward. They've been killing it in recruiting so far, have one of the better recruiting classes that they've probably ever had historically. I know it's early. It's only July, right? So we'll see what the future holds there. But, yeah, I don't think the divisional play is going to make much difference for them as it comes to the standings. To me, they're in that Tier 3 level right now, and they got to show they can maybe get to that Tier 2 and then sustain it to where they can build and maybe get to that conference championship level type program.
And you know, the schedule itself – you know, there's the ACC schedule, and then there's everything else because, again, they got to go to Ole Miss where they got drubbed on their home field last year by Ole Miss. But Ole Miss won't be easy, obviously playing Georgia, you know, then at Clemson. But when you look at the rest of the ACC schedule, look, Louisville, Wake Forest, Miami, BC, Carolina, Virginia. Like, I think there's a lot of winnable games on that schedule, but I will say that they've got to get it done, I think, week one in the Benz and get themselves off to a good start. Because if you can't beat Louisville in almost a de facto home game, I'm not really sure what the direction of this thing is going to go as far as themselves in the ACC.
Well, that's a great point, because if we talk about being maybe that Tier 3 middle of the pack team, you know, how do you get to that next tier? Well, then maybe you got to beat these sort of quote-unquote 50-50 toss-up games, right? Mm-hmm. Your Louisville's, maybe your Wake Forest on a rebuilding situation. You got to beat Bowling Green at home. Can you win at Miami, right? Like, you got to – when Boston College comes to town, you know, that's a game you got to win. You got to sort of win these coin flips, toss-up games where maybe the matchups are even, or maybe you're even a slight field goal underdog, and that's how you sort of get over the hump and get to that next level. Clemson, Georgia, Ole Miss on the road, you know, you can put a big L on paper for those at the moment. But some of these other games, you got to figure out a way to get them and show the fan base, show the alumni, show the boosters that you're going in the right direction. And this thing is moving toward bowl games and beyond.
What have you heard, seen about Haynes King? I mean, obviously, you know, some anticipation about him coming into the program, coming from Texas A&M, maybe really didn't live up to the hype at A&M. But again, you get a fresh start here at Georgia Tech. Is there a lot of buzz surrounding him? Is there a lot of excitement about, you know, potentially him taking over that quarterback spot?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, programs don't sign transfers for the kids to be backups, right? They want them to come in and win those starting jobs. I mean, Brent Key was at the Atlanta Touchdown Club last week, and, you know, he told the crowd there he didn't have a starting quarterback yet, and he's not sure if he's going to have one until, you know, the week of the game. But, you know, Haynes King is going to come in and battle for that job, and I think he's going to add, you know, some excitement to that quarterback room. And maybe he makes all those quarterbacks better by pushing everyone. Does he win the starting job? I don't know. Do they go with a two-quarterback system? I'm not a fan of that personally, but, you know, it rarely works. But that could be an issue too, especially if he wins the starting job that first week and maybe doesn't get it done. So we'll see how that plays out in fall camp. I think it's probably been a very competitive battle throughout the summer. And we'll kind of see on August 1st when they get there and start putting the pads on and start practicing, if he's taking the number one reps or if he's trying to fight for that starting job come the opener.
The offense for Georgia Tech, you know, when we look at it, they were last in third down conversions. You know, they were not a very good, you know, offense overall, passing offense. I think they were last in the ACC. How much of a jump can this team take this year offensively for this football team?
I don't know how much they can, but I know they have to, right? I mean, the Buster Faulkner and his offensive staff have got to figure out a way to put some points on the scoreboard, because I think everybody thinks that defense is going to be pretty competitive and going to be pretty sound. But, you know, Brent Key being a former offensive lineman and Buster Key being the former offensive prowess he was as a player, they got to figure out a way to be inventive, you know, to sort of create an identity, maybe not do the same things that everybody else in the world is doing, and try to put the ball in the end zone. I know adding a bunch of transfers, you mentioned Haynes King being one of them, and some high-level recruits on that side of the ball is going to help. But, you know, how can they be disciplined? How can they not beat themselves? How can they put points on the board at a higher level than they did last year? I know it all sounds very simple, but it wasn't able to happen in 2022. So they got to figure out a way to do it in 23 to be competitive, because we know the ACC has got some teams, you know, North Carolina, Wake Forest, Clemson, obviously not last year, but in years past, who can put points on the board. So you got to figure out a way to keep up.
Last question for you. What about the buzz around Dominic Blaylock? I mean, obviously, at the University of Georgia, you know, injuries really just derailed his time at Georgia. Is he healthy? Is he looking good? I mean, what's kind of the prognosis for Dominic Blaylock as now he moves over to Georgia Tech?
Yeah, I haven't, to be quite honest, haven't heard anything on his health status, but, you know, we got, you know, a month and a half till the opener now, so we'll kind of check up on him when fall camp begins. I think the biggest thing that Dominique will provide, obviously, is a great locker room presence and a guy who's been there and seen it and played football at the highest level and seen football played at the highest level from the premier program in the country. So some of those intangibles, right, are going to be valuable coming into the locker room and not necessarily coming in and saying, hey, this is what we did at Georgia, but saying, hey, you know, this is how things are probably done the right way. This is how you get better. And I think he's, you know, like got a new lease on life. Anytime you get a kid in who maybe, like you said, has been through some injuries and maybe hasn't performed at the level he's wanted to, you know they're going to be hungry and going to provide a spark to that offense. So they're going to need him to do that because, again, got to find some guys who can put the ball in the end zone.
Georgia Tech's new beat writer, Chad Bishop, he writes for the AJC, AJC.com is where you can check out all of his work. Follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Mr. Chad Bishop. Chad, join me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Chad, really appreciate the time, buddy. We're going to be in touch all season long and look forward to talking with you through this football season. And congratulations again on the new gig.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me. Look forward to talking to you all season.
You got it. When we come back from the top of the hour, will be time for the Falcons flyover. Bleacher Report regrades the Jesse Bates move, among other things, in the NFL. Talk about that next. Chuck Rennie, Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen, you got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.